I would suspect that our illustrious leader in chief, or cheat, or liar in chief, whatever you want to call him, may be in trouble as relates to his reelection campaign. I hope that this is not wishful thinking, although that is my thinking, and it certainly is very wishful. Obama, in one of his blithering sets of teleprompter-guided remarks this morning, has told Israel that they need to go back to their 1967 borders. Now, personally, I agree with that statement. But when you are the resident-in-chief residing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and you are openly chastising Israel for their nearly half a century of genocide, you can rest assured that there's a certain body of people who ain't going to support his reelection bid. And typically we also find that when you cross swords with those people, you wind up on the wrong side of the earth, under it rather than on top of it. Good evening, and welcome to another hour of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to this program live on this 19th day of May, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. No surprise, the former, and he retired last night after we got off the air, he stepped down, the former head of the International Monetary Fund has been granted bail in his sex assault case. And there's a picture of the guy sitting in court applauding the judge's decision. What a smarmy-looking guy. You know, one person late last night says, well, he does have a history of womanizing. Well, he's a banker. I mean, I realize that this sounds rather grotesque to some of you, but why would it surprise you that he did to a hotel maid what he allegedly did to her? Bankers have been doing that to all of us for years. There's nothing new here. It's appalling. Markets did strange things today. I just don't get it. I don't understand why, with all the IMF problems and the fact the oil industry that we're fighting, airlines are having problems, stock markets all closed up today, as did oil, as did gold.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Friends, interesting things that have been coming to you or coming to me over the last, 24 hours or so. It creates a totally different direction for the program tonight than I anticipated. Time allowing, near the end of the program, we'll give you some market updates, but I'm not in the frame of mind to do it right now, because, you know, we can discuss markets all you want to. You know, my God, you can go to the website, see whatever you want. You know, it's there. But there's other things that are, to some degree, more important. Let me share with you these words from the acknowledged father of our country, our first post-constitutional president. There were many before him. George Washington, from his farewell address in 1796, stated, "Let us, with caution, indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of particular structure, reason, and experience, both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." Now, I know some of you out there will be offended that Jeffrey Bennett might touch upon so-called religious commentary and dogma, as it were. There are times when I like a departure myself. It is, my friends, the end of the school year. Tomorrow, Friday, the 20th day of May, 2011, will be the final day of employment within the public fool system of my wife. But given the fact that it is the end of the school year, or near the end of the school year for students around the country, our boy, Barack Hussein Obama, has decided to include commencement speech whistle stops all throughout his 2012 campaign itinerary. In Memphis, where Obama delivered one such speech to budding sycophants at Booker T. Washington High School, he asserted, "My administration has been working hard to make sure that we encourage the kind of change that's led not by Washington, D.C., but by teachers, and principals and parents. Notice, my friends, the order in which Obama listed the agents of change: teachers, principals, and parents. Parents last. Of course, we all know the kind of change led by socialist unions in government schools across the nation is already in lockstep with what Washington, D.C. dictates. They're both hell-bent upon churning out legions of useful idiots necessary to ensure incremental implementation of democratic socialism. Of incremental implementation, Soviet dictator Nikita Khrushchev once said, "We can expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find that they have communism." Once again, Nikita Khrushchev, "We cannot expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find they have communism." But we must note here that there are thousands of outstanding teachers who do not subscribe to leftist efforts to fundamentally transform the United States of America via student indoctrination or partisan and sectarian curricula and a liberal worldview. However, we must also note that unfortunately these brave souls are the rare exception to what was once the rule. Prior, my friends, to latter 20th century, outstanding teachers dominated public schools. Now, I know there's many of you out there that are of my age, some older, and you can recall distinctly great teachers when you attended the PSs or the public schools or whatever in your day. Historically, establishment of most private and public academic institutions for the young was first and foremost for the purpose of reading, believe it or not, the Bible. Indeed, most Christian denominations established schools and colleges and universities in order to train clergy. Now, the nation's oldest academic institution, Harvard University, was established in 1636. Named for a Puritan minister, John Harvard. A 1643 college brochure identified Harvard's purpose, which was stated then to, quote, "advance learning and perpetuate it to posterity, dreading to leave an illiterate ministry to the churches," end quote. Harvard alumnus John Adams, class of 1755, wrote, in 1776, "It is the duty of all men in society, publicly and at stated seasons, to worship the Supreme Being, the great creator and preserver of the universe." In his dissertation on canon and feudal law, Adams wrote, "Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right from the frame of their nature to knowledge. As their great creator, who does nothing in vain, has given them understandings and a desire to know. But besides this, they have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, indefeasible, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. I mean of the characters and conduct of their rulers." Now, Yale, home of the skull and bones, the nation's third oldest academic institution, was established in 1701 by royal charter. Well, that answers that one. Wherein youth may be instructed in the arts and sciences, and through the blessing of Almighty God may be fitted for public employment, both in church and civil state. Now, Yale alumnus Noah Webster, class of 1778, wrote in the foreword of his 1828 Webster's American Dictionary, quote, "In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed." No truth, Webster continues, is more evident to my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. And now we have Princeton, founded by so-called New Light Presbyterians of the Great Awakening for the purpose of training their ministers. Jonathan Dickinson, a Presbyterian minister and leader of the Great Awakening of the 1730s, was the school's co-founder and first president. Princeton alumnus James Madison, class of 1771, once observed that, quote, "The belief in a God all-powerful, wise, and good is so essential to the moral order of the world and to the happiness of man that arguments which enforce it cannot be drawn from too many sources nor adapted with too much solicitude to the different characters and capacities impressed with it." Virginia's College of William and Mary, founded in 1693, was Anglican. Baptist founded the Rhode Island College, now known as Brown University, in 1764. Congregationalist established Dartmouth College in 1769 in order to extend Christianity to native populations. Founder of Dartmouth, Benjamin Rush, wrote, "The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all republican governments." The teaching reliance upon essential liberty is endowed by our Creator in support of the rule of law, as affirmed by the law of nature and nature's God, and is outlined in our Declaration of Independence, is in direct opposition to those who would advocate for tyrannical rule of men. Benjamin Franklin, you know, the guy that flew the kite, once asserted, amongst many other things, wrote Poor Richard's Almanac and was a relative bon vivant, traveling back and forth overseas, going after the little French women. Franklin once stated that a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. They must undertake to expel God. What did I just do? No, I just dropped my place. Let's go back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age. Oh, it was a promise that he had previously fleshed out in his book, The Audacity of Hope, the second of his self-congratulatory autobiographies. Obama went on to say, it is time to redesign our schools, not just for the sake of working parents, but also to help prepare our children for a more competitive world. Countless studies, Obama continued, confirm the educational benefits of strong preschool programs, which is why even families which have a parent at home often seek them out. I have news for you. Most parents who seek it out are too damn tired or weak to raise the child. The child, in fact, is raising the parent. Spare the rod, spoil the child. You remember that. But likewise, its sunrise to sunset year-round application could provide further assurance of successful indoctrination. Obama stated the same goes for longer school days, summer school, and after-school programs. And to end this, my friends, according to the Communist Party Education Workers Congress, they state that, quote, we must create out of the younger generation a generation of communists. We must remove the children from the crude influence of their families. We must take them over and, to speak frankly, nationalize them. From the first days of their lives, they will be under the healthy influence of communist children's nurseries and schools. There they will grow up to be real communists. Of course, the left's indoctrination agenda has been subject to exposure since its inception. Many of us know that. Benjamin Disraeli, the conservative 19th century British prime minister, once noted that where it is found what is called a paternal government, that is found state education, it has been discovered that the best way to ensure implicit obedience is to commence tyranny in the nursery. And his contemporary John Stuart Mill warned that a general state education is a mere contrivance for molding people to be exactly like one another, and as the mold in which it casts them is that which passes or pleases the dominant power in the government. Whether this be a monarchy, an aristocracy, or a majority of the existing generation, in proportion as it is efficient and successful, it establishes a despotism over the mind, leading by a natural tendency to one over body. And then we come to the great 18th century philosopher Edmund Burke, who observed that the people never give up their liberties but under some delusion. Indeed, my friends, that delusion is dependent on erasing the knowledge of the past. For as 20th century philosopher George Santayana, no relation to Carlos, I'm sure, concluded, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, in a state of civilization it expects what never was and never will be. Caveat emptor, my fellow patriots. The ultimate objective of the leftist apparatchiks in the Democrats' dumbed-down directorate of indoctrination is to disenfranchise liberty. The next 8 words are in Latin, which I don't pronounce. I could make it up, but why bother? What a powerful commentary. Is it a point blank? Is it a Village of the Damned piece? I don't know. Written and published this day by Mark Alexander over at the Patriot Post. It is a profound bit of writing that's entitled The Directorate of Indoctrination, Leftist Academic Apparatchiks. Published this day, also federalobserver.com. I invite you to go read it, copy it, circulate it, send it out to everyone in your email list. Granny, I would suspect you would probably grab onto that sucker in a heartbeat. Oh, my good friend Buzz Fowler has invited me to go to a jam tonight. Wait, this isn't the 26th. That's next week. Hey, Scottsdale Veterans VFW. I may go to that one. Hey, if I book out early next Thursday, is it going to matter? Alexander's a good writer. He doesn't write as often as I would like. But then again, I don't write as often as I would like either. Who has the time? Who cares? Somebody has got the guts to say the words. It's a profound commentary on liberty. It's a profound commentary on the direction of this nation and how our generations have been molded through the misguided miscreants in our public fool system, and that is what it is. If it does nothing else, I pray God it gives you a more distinct understanding of just what the hell has gone wrong. We're going to go for a break here in just a couple of minutes. And when we come back, we're going to pick up in a very similar vein, my good friend Neil Ross. Something I want all of you to think about. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Carnegie Hall, McClint's Blues. Why not? Link's on the way to you, Granny. Thanks. I worked on a particular column rather late last night, one that I had full intention of making the program today, and for one reason or another chose not to do so. Allow me just a couple minutes to give you some market reports. I'm not going to get in depth with it, but for God knows what reasons. Dow Jones Industrial was up 45 points today. It tells me more Mickey Mouse sales were going on. Ended their session at 12,605. NASDAQ up 8 at 28,23. S&P 500 was up 3 at 13,44. Global Dow is up 27,66. Up 3 at 21,76. Gold up $3 in the after hours at that 1496. You know, it's interesting. When gold is open in New York, it's not been doing well lately because Wall Street is just hammering the crap out of it. But this minute that the New York market's closed and it gets to Hong Kong and ultimately to London, etc., guess what? Darn stuff picks up. Oil up 42 cents in the aftermarket at $98.86 a barrel. I invite you to visit the Republic Trading Group International.com website today. I've done a couple of minor changes that most people aren't even going to notice. I've moved the Contact Us box to the upper right-hand quadrant of the website. I do this because it is amazing how few of you people want to use the email address that we have available. It's amazing how many people email another obscure email address that Republic Trading Group has, and it's actually from a site that I have nothing to do with. And then the messages go to Sandra, and she has to forward it on to me. All you got to do is go to republictradinggroupinternational.com, bookmark that sucker. Anytime you've got a question or a comment you want to shoot out to me, you just go to that site. And in the contact box, you click on the little gold letters that say gold at Republic Trading Group. Yeah, it's a live link. Just put your little cursor over it and push it. Come on, if you're listening that carefully, you know, it's only been about, what, 7 months? You haven't been able to figure it out yet? Rock and roll, baby. Amongst the other piece, anyway, over at the Republic Trading Group website, we published this piece that it was my original intent to make the program today. Been a lot of problems in silver. Been a lot of problems getting a hold of silver. Certain forms of silver are lightening up. They seem to become more available. Others are not. I want you to understand the reasons for it, but I want it to come from someone other than myself. I want you to go read the column by Bix Wire entitled, I'm a Crazy Silver Bug. It is a lengthy column. I chose not to do headlines today. I chose to post a single column. Now, what you're going to see on the front page is, what, about 7 paragraphs long? Listen carefully now. At the bottom, when it says, no wonder our friends and family act the way they do. There is no honest reporting on what's really happening to silver. Now, right after that sentence, there's in little red letters, it says the words, continue reading. Click on it. You'll read the whole article. Sometimes I feel like I got to guide people like they're little children. You know, that may offend some of you, but it's reality. Most people have been educated by the public fool system. Now, also over at FederalObserver.com, my good friend Neil Ross, late last night, I guess, before going to bed or early this morning, posted me a column. It's like, Neil, you're getting up to 3-4 a week. I can't just do that. Neil asked the question, are my beliefs so radical that I might end up getting shot? Neil says, today while I was at work, one of my coworkers told me that after his wife had read some of the articles I'd sent to his email account, she made a comment along the lines that, well, this guy's going to get shot. Throughout the remainder of the day, that comment kept coming back to bother me. Now, understand, what Neil's writing about affects the thought process of an awful lot of us. Broadcasters, listeners in some cases, freedom and political activists. Neil says, there's been times that I've wondered if my writings have brought me to the attention of my government, and that my name might be upon some sort of watch list. However, this is the first time I'd thought about whether or not someone besides my government might actually feel threatened by the things I write about. Have we, as Americans, forgotten what it means to be free, to enjoy the kind of liberty that our founding documents speak of? Have we become so reliant upon and addicted to government programs and subsidies that the thought of being free scares the hell out of the average person? In my discussions with people, Neil says, I get the impression that they truly don't understand liberty or what it means to be free. The concept of freedom is so foreign to them that it probably does sound pretty radical. And, oh yes, even dangerous. People accept the erroneous belief that our rights are something that our government can revoke or limit. In 1993, then-President William Jefferson Clinton stated that, well, if the personal freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution inhibit the government's ability to govern the people, we should look to limit those guarantees. Well, that statement to me is more frightening than anything I think I've ever heard anyone ever say. And yet I bet most people in this country, if they even noticed that he said it, would probably agree with him on that matter. Former President Woodrow Wilson, who wasn't necessarily one of the good guys either, once said that liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has always come from the subjects of it, meaning you and I. The history of liberty is a history of resistance. Now, in his research for this article, Neil Ross came across an unsourced quote that aptly applies to the subject at hand, and that quote stated thusly, "Men fight for freedom, and then they begin to accumulate laws to take it away from themselves." George Bernard Shaw, the mostly left-leaning socialist playwright known for Pygmalion, later became known as My Fair Lady on Broadway and in the movies. In 1905, Shaw said that liberty means responsibility, and that is why most men dread it. You see, when a person is truly free, when they have true liberty, there are no government programs to take care of them or subsidize them. There's no rules to regulate. They alone are responsible for their health, their welfare, their survival. This nation, if it really was, as the song says, a sweet land of liberty, would not be filled with a people who so complacently accept law after law which infringes upon their unalienable rights. People these days are so uneducated when it comes to the meaning of our founding documents that they are unable to grasp the significance of the term unalienable rights. According to Black's Law Dictionary, the 6th edition, not one of the better ones to have, but it'll do. Unalienable means, quote, incapable of being alienated. That is, sold and transferred. You see, your unalienable rights are rights which you cannot surrender or have them taken from you. But on the other hand, people confuse unalienable with inalienable, and there is a huge difference between the two. Inalienable rights are those which are not capable of being surrendered or transferred without the consent of the one possessing such rights. That, according to a legal case, Morrison versus State. Now, let's review that. Inalienable rights are those which are not capable of being surrendered or transferred without the consent of the one possessing such rights. Now, Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1856 edition, states that the natural rights of life and liberty are unalienable. Therefore, we cannot surrender them even voluntarily. That's the key difference. One cannot be surrendered nor taken away whether you want them to be or not. The other one can be surrendered only if you're stupid enough and ignorant enough and willing enough to give them over, to cede them over to those who want them. With unalienable rights, other than committing suicide, can you stop the blood from flowing in your veins? Of course not. Just as you cannot stop the flow of blood through your veins, you cannot surrender an unalienable right. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution, commonly known as the Bill of Rights, list, remember, it doesn't say Bill of Privileges. It's called the Bill of Rights. And they list certain of these unalienable rights. The preamble of the Bill of Rights clearly states, quote, "The conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. End of quote. Ladies and gentlemen, these rights exist just as the air that surrounds us exists. We may choose not to exercise them, but nonetheless, they still exist. And any freedom-loving man or woman or child should be outraged at their government's attempts to infringe upon them. And still, people go about their lives as if nothing has happened. I used to talk about my aunt in that fashion. My cousin had so badly wanted to be a member of some elite little group in school that he was challenged as part of his initiation to light the roof of the local bakery on fire, which he did and got sent away to reform school for a year. Then, of course, there was my uncle, who we openly referred to as Uncle Sticky, who was somewhat of a pervert. And he got caught, got put on probation, and the whole nine yards. And my aunt, just her attitude was, oh, everything's just la-dee-da. People go about their lives as if nothing is happening. In 1956, H.L. Mencken wrote, most people want security in this world, not liberty. As Neil has stated earlier, liberty entails a great deal of responsibility. Most people are only willing to accept a certain amount of responsibility. And they would rather have their governments or society in general accept the rest of that so-called responsibility. 1996, Hillary Clinton, then First Lady, wrote a book in which she stated, it takes a village to raise a child. You remember how angry we all were when we heard those words? Well, the principle, you see, behind that statement is that society, not the individual, but society is responsible for the actions and the welfare of the children. Well, I don't know about you, but that statement runs contrary to the concept of individual liberty. And if it had been made in 1776, most likely the person saying it would have been tarred and feathered or hung or shot. And yet today it's commonly accepted that society has the responsibility of caring for the needy, those incapable of providing for themselves, which in my estimation is damn near all the 300 million plus odd Americans that live in this country, or should I say exist. Robert Heinlein once stated that, I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. In simple words, my friends, that is liberty. To accept complete responsibility for your own actions, your own successes, your own failures, and ultimately for your own survival. And after thinking about this subject all day, Neil came to the conclusion that it is that fear of responsibility which lies at the root of why people might feel threatened by the things that I talk about on this program, or that John does, or that Neil writes about. It's simple. People are deathly afraid of the responsibility that freedom demands. It's no different than my comments over the years about the people that go to cast their vote for the resident of the White House. They walk into a polling booth every 2 or 4 years, flip a switch, figure they've done their job, and go home and shack up with Rip Van Winkle for another 2 to 4 years. I did my job. I cast my vote. Where's the responsibility that goes along with the casting of that vote? Responsibility or your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your family, your community, to yourself. The importance of being the watchman, the watchwoman on the wall. Don't just cast your vote for your chosen idiot. Ride herd on them to make sure that they uphold their end of the bargain. Look, there's one thing that people need to consider in all of this. If you choose to surrender your rights...
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
That both pieces were so closely intertwined. Neither author knows the other one. I'm not sure that either author is even aware of the other one. I've been blessed in this life to be able to land on things like this. By the way, moments ago, coming in from the Wall Street Journal, Barnes & Noble has announced that Liberty Media has offered to buy the bookseller in a deal valued at about $1 billion. And because of it, Barnes & Noble's shares were up 20% in after-hours trading on the news. I don't understand. Why is there trading in the after hours? Never made any sense to me. You're either open for your business or you're not. Do you know that back in the late 1920s, Wall Street, the stock markets were open on Saturday? Did you know that? Woo-hoo! Nobody had televisions. People had radios. They weren't spending a lot of time reporting on economic news. Shares were being traded left and right on a Saturday, and people were being hammered out of their positions. Anyway, I hope that you found some solace, some excitement, some anger in that which we feel privileged to have shared with you tonight. It's It's pretty profound. You start looking at the education system, and now it's been taken over by socialists at all levels, from within and from outside the bounds of government. And then you take a look at Neil Ross's commentary, talking about the parents who spoiled their children, and ultimately the grandparents or the grandchildren later became the slaves. Mencken's, D.L. or D.H. Lawrence's comment. Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children are brought up easy. They let it slip away again, the poor fools. And their grandchildren are once more slaves. Is there anything I've said here during this past hour that you would find massive disagreement with? Or does it fill in some of the loose ends of that which we have wrought? God help us. Or more straight to the point. Man, do your job. Don't turn around looking over your shoulder for help that ain't coming. As a nation, as a peoples, we've already blown it. We're not deserving of his or her blessing. Not one bit. It's up to us to fight for what's right. But maybe right and wrong are different today than what they once were. Steve Ross sang about that in a song. He spoke of it. Wrong's not right. I can't remember the total words. It just flipped through my brain very quickly. I'm sitting here in these closing moments with my eyes closed and half asleep, but angry. Thanks for sharing with me your valuable time tonight. I hope it's been beneficial. So the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
The next round of the